Follow traffic, clear visual approach, runway 4 right, maintain 17 down on the 5 mile final.
17 to 5 out.
What we can do to encourage the next generation of female business aviation professionals. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan, brought to you by Varion. I'm Rob Finfrock with your trusted source for the very latest business aviation news and information. Throughout March, in recognition of Women's History Month, NBAA has spotlighted a number of female aviation pioneers, both throughout history and for today, on its social media channels. On that note, I'm pleased to welcome now three women who are leading business aviation to a brighter tomorrow. And they took pretty interesting paths to our industry.
When I was 15 years old, my family moved to West Africa and I went to boarding school, and my transportation back and forth to boarding school every 4 to 6 weeks was a Cessna 206.
Kriya Short is president and CEO of Textron eAviation.
And I'm kind of a challenge junkie, so I can distinctly remember at one point talking to our pilot saying, I'm going to be a bush pilot when I grow up. And I got to say, the response, I don't want to be unfair to him, but the response wasn't exactly supportive. And so that kind of just, I just filed that away. And then I went on about my finishing education and going to college, where ironically, I really didn't study anything in aviation, but I was very fortunate. The school that I went to had a 4-year aviation program, including a flight program. And I went ahead, and I guess that memory kind of surfaced. And when the opportunity presented to pursue my private pilot certificate, I jumped on that. And so while I didn't know it was going to be a career, I met my husband of 30 years at that school, who was following an aviation track. And I followed him out to Wichita, Kansas, where I became employed by Cessna and really learned through being on the job how somebody with a background that wasn't an engineer, a pilot, or a technician could still find a really robust career in aviation. And so I always say, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world that I actually happened into the business aviation industry.
Brandy Drain is Director of In-Flight Services for Clay Lacy Aviation, 8 years after her own introduction to business aircraft.
It all started with a family friend who was a cabin attendant, who is now a Gulfstream pilot. And she really talked me through her career and what things she was working on and the diversity of being a cabin attendant for her at the time. So I was getting my bachelor's degree in biology at Cal State Northridge, and I started with Clay Lacy as a ground coordinator, which was a stepping stone to becoming a cabin attendant. I received my degree and started flying right after. And so for me, I think aviation really presented a diversity of career paths and what our day-to-day could look like, and an opportunity for some wonderful adventures.
My third guest today is Tanya Suddeth, head of U.S. strategy at Bombardier. And her path toward business aviation began with a desire to be closer to the action, as it were.
I started my career in the finance department at Coke Oil, based in Wichita. Spent about 7 years there. And decided at that point that I wanted to be close to a product. I was really interested in learning more and more about manufacturing. Of course, being based in Wichita, aviation is very prominent. I had an amazing opportunity to come to work at Learjet, based in Wichita. A friend of mine, a colleague from Coke, had already went to work over there. She recruited me, went to work over at Learjet. Several years of my career in the finance side of the business. And then in 2015, I moved into the operations side of the business and became the first female site leader for our Wichita site, responsible for the Learjet production line.
That's quite an achievement, Tanya. Did you encounter any stumbling blocks along the way?
So it was interesting for me because not only did I have the challenge of being a woman, I also had the challenge of running an operation where I don't have the engineering background, I don't have the operations background. So that did make things a bit challenging. I had, through my finance experience, had gained quite a bit of exposure to the operation, the metrics, the financials, et cetera, et cetera. But when it came to actually building an airplane, I wasn't a huge amount of help. So what I found is it's all about relationships. It's all about listening. We employ the greatest people. They have years and years of experience building airplanes. They know how to get it done. It's just a matter of getting people in the room, doing problem solving, hearing from all the different experts, being engineering, being operations, quality, whoever it may be, so that you ensure that you reach the right conclusion. It worked quite well for me. I was able to develop very strong relationships with my operations leaders.
Kriya, how about you? You mentioned the pilot who scoffed at your desire to become a bush pilot one day. I'm glad to see that didn't turn you completely away from aviation.
Yeah, I was really lucky that was the experience that I had at 15 was pretty unique. Once I actually found my way into Cessna Aircraft, I found a really supportive culture that, you know, allowed me to just really ask questions of people. What did they do in their day to day? And even though my background wasn't a technical background, or, you know, I wasn't looking to become a professional pilot, people shared their stories and were very happy to let me know kind of what were the things that I would want to consider if I wanted to take a certain path. Ultimately, my path really came up through being in a sales organization, a customer facing organization, and ultimately into leadership roles. If I put that one experience that I had at 15, I feel so grateful that that wasn't my professional experience, and it didn't keep me from being in the industry. That's not to say I didn't have challenges. I think my challenges were really that I came into the industry without a really strong background in the industry. And so one of my very first roles had me dealing with professional pilots and flight crews and owners and really selling a cost of operations program. And while I was a private pilot, I didn't have any experience on the Citation product line, and I really didn't understand systems, but I needed to be able to have a technical vocabulary to be able to learn and support these customers. And what was really helpful for me is what could have been a roadblock was an opportunity. I was co-located with our service center, and I was very fortunate to be able to just walk out onto the floor and talk to really talented A&P technicians who were very happy to take me under their wing. And I'd say, hey, help me understand what this system does, or where does this part go on the aircraft? And I never had that same experience that I had as a 15-year-old. Instead, I just had a very supportive culture that was willing to invest in me. So whether it was that technical knowledge or a need to go get some additional technical training, or pointing out maybe where my aspirations were and what were those gaps, I had a really supportive culture, both men and women, who were willing to invest in me and help me close those gaps. And there's no way that I would be in the roles that I'm in today without each and every single one of those people who took time to invest in me, to teach me, and to help me become who I am.
What's been your experience, Brandy? What challenges have you encountered, and how have you overcome them?
I would say that the biggest stumbling block for me would have to be my confidence as a young woman in the industry. What I quickly realized was that my mentor believed in me more than I believed in myself. She would say things like, I can see you doing blank very well. And she would challenge me to think of where I saw my career progressing, even shortly after I had earned a promotion. It took me a while to see my lack of confidence, but once I did, I realized that I needed to enhance my confidence by shifting my mindset to one where I could allow myself to continue to advance and achieve more, not only for myself, but for my team as well. So I agree with Kriya. I think if you have the opportunity to ask questions, learn more, gain confidence in what you're doing, and continuously learn, and you're in that sort of culture, why not take advantage of it? It will really help you overcome so many other stumbling blocks that you might be encountering.
More of this conversation in a moment, following this word from our sponsor.
Take your aviation operations to new heights. Introducing Varion, formerly known as ATP, your ultimate partner in achieving maximum aircraft uptime. At Varion, we understand the challenges faced by everyone in aviation. Our industry-leading technology solutions revolutionize aircraft management, so there's no more waiting, no more wondering, and no more wasted effort. Get real-time visibility of your maintenance, inventory, operations, and regulatory data right at your fingertips with an easy-to-use system backed by a team of experts with deep aviation knowledge offering 24/7, 365 support. After 50 years in the business, we have built a growing reputation for getting our customers more aircraft uptime. That's why thousands of aircraft operators worldwide have already discovered the power of Varian. Say goodbye to downtime and hello to increased efficiency and profitability. Visit Varian.com to learn more. Varian, let's get you more uptime.
We're back now with Tanya Suddeth, Kriya Short, and Brandy Drain, and our discussion about women working in business aviation. And Brandy, you mentioned how important having a mentor has been as you've progressed in your career. What are some other ways we can work to bring more women into business aviation and make them feel welcome and respected?
I truly believe that the industry could do a better job at valuing the women that are here now by creating environments and platforms where we can feel empowered to voice our ideas or concerns, and by showing that what we are offering day in and day out is being valued. If we can continue to make these efforts, our industry will naturally hold women responsible for raising their hand at the next opportunity, and we'll continue to encourage younger women to join us. About a year ago now, myself and two others started a young professionals group within our own company, which at the moment is only for employees. Our goal is to continue to grow this community and efforts of opening up mentorships and internships and continuous communication with other young women who are considering aviation as a career. And naturally, in my role, I've had the ability to connect with so many women looking to become a cabin attendant or looking to become a pilot, and either mentor them myself or introduce them to who might be best to mentor them in whatever area they're looking to grow.
That's awesome that you've been able to mentor others, Brandy. Tanya, what are your thoughts on making our industry more accessible and welcoming to women?
Well, I think there's a few different challenges that we have. Obviously, I think we've got to start with recruitment, and we've got to start at a very young age. We're getting better as an industry in doing this. We're working hard to get students more and more interested in STEM, doing a better job of making sure students are exposed and even realize that there is an aviation industry and all the exciting things that come with that. I think it's incredibly important that not only are we reaching out to the students, but the influencers, their teachers, their parents, trying to make sure that we're all sharing that story. I mean, it is a super exciting industry. It's amazing to be a part of it, and we've just got to get that message out. As far as making women feel more welcome and respected, it's all going to come down to culture. Women work differently than men. We know that, and they bring amazing things to the table, but we have to figure out how to embrace those differences and change our culture to where the women feel more and more welcome and respected at the table.
Kriya, to the points that Tanya and Brandy have raised, you are a member of the Women in Aviation Advisory Board, which was tasked with making recommendations to the FAA on ways to encourage female students and pilots to pursue aviation careers. What did you find?
The Women in Aviation Advisory Board did put forth a number of recommendations to the FAA, which I think were very strong recommendations. But also, we challenged ourselves and companies within aviation to be accountable as well as other governmental agencies. So we went a little bit beyond the credo that we were given, because I think it really takes an holistic perspective. It's not just any one agency, it's not any one group that can really make a difference. And so when we think about it, it's an ecosystem, and it's an environment where when we create the right environment, then we get the best perspectives, the best diversity, and that's for everybody. That's where really I see the evolution of, you know, bringing together diverse perspectives and opinions. Today, I'm working in the space of e-aviation for Textron, which is really around emerging technologies. And we need those perspectives. We need people who are thinking outside of the box. And so it starts with making sure that the culture of the companies that we represent and that we're part of, whether we're in leadership or whether we're individuals, is strong and positive and affirming, where people are allowed to speak their thoughts and ideas are heard and valued. The other thing is, this is not just a women's issue, right? It takes the entirety. It takes our male colleagues and counterparts. It takes those A&P mechanics 25 years ago on the floor who were willing to invest in me to understand that thumbprint that they're putting on a person. The other aspect, I think, is in a post-COVID world, there's been a lot of change in the work shift, especially as we think about issues around childcare, as we think about aging parents. That's the thing that can traditionally fall on the shoulders of women, and acknowledging that maybe work needs to look different. We have to think about maybe reskilling as people leave the workforce and want to come back in. And so our study at Women in the Aviation Advisory Board found of 70% of women who were working women, but not in the industry, had never even considered aviation. So if we really want to make a meaningful impact in the here and now and not in 10, 15 years from now, we have to really approach it on both ends of the spectrum.
What can business aviation in particular do to drive those efforts, Kriya? How can we kind of set ourselves apart within this aviation ecosystem to bring more women and other underrepresented segments of the population into our industry?
I think we are doing it, which makes me proud to be part of business aviation. This is an industry that really impacts business, it impacts economy, it impacts humanitarianism, and all of those aspects are really important when we're talking to people who are thinking about joining our industry, because again, there's so much diversity across the industry and in roles that there, you know, as we think about it, the more we can tell our story in a positive way as to how we impact humanity, how we impact business, I think how we propel technologies forward, the better opportunity we have to continue to really bring forward great candidates. And as we step alongside people who join our industry, whether early career or mid-career, and challenge them, encourage them, support them, and grow them, then I'm very hopeful for the brightness of our industry for decades to come.
I agree with Kriya 100%. She hit so many great points. And I do think that in the past, our industry has limited some of the roles that women have strived to fulfill. A perfect example of one of these roles would be female pilots. And one of the reasons that I believe this to be the case is the lack of companies who could see the value in work-life balance. And to me, work-life balance means allowing individuals the time and space to reconnect with themselves and the importance of them spending time with individuals in their lives. And it really allows women and men to find a partner, create families if that's what they wish to do, and for a space to maintain a community that they can lean on. And that's just so important. And most people want to love their jobs, and they also want to be able to come home to something that's highly meaningful to them.
Great points, Brandy. Tanya, what do you think?
This is where I get very, very passionate. We all want to have a legacy. We all want to inspire that next generation, if you will. And I'm working very hard to ensure that, you know, I'm doing my part, if you will. So more than anything, the role that we have to play is we need to be very intentional. I don't know that that differs necessarily from a commercial versus a business aircraft perspective. I'm sure both industries have work to be done. But it's going to be very important that we take an intentional approach, not only to recruiting, to our outreach, but also to our retention efforts. I think this is going to be incredibly important. The biggest barrier that discourages women from entering and staying in aviation careers is culture. And of course, that's the hardest one to change. We have to recognize, we have to embrace that women work differently than men. I think it's important as you look at your workforce that you have currently in your businesses, if we focus primarily around the retention and the growth and development of those employees, I think it's important to recognize just by the pure numbers, women make up a small percentage of the workforce. It's intimidated to be the only person that looks like you, and you naturally feel like you kind of stand out in an uncomfortable position. And I think what it's going to take is all of our leaders being consistently intentional. You know, we're going to have to take those extra steps to really work on what seem like small things, but making sure that we do the outreach to women, have one-on-one conversations with them, not only about the crisis at hand, but, you know, talk about their experiences and how you can help support them. Many times that really relates more to kind of that mentoring and that navigational support. In my experience, I think sometimes women struggle with how to navigate through an organization differently than men do. So I think it's just important that we recognize that and we work together, fostering an environment of respect and professionalism, and how can we help each other to achieve. When I say that, I think it's very important to not overlook the role of the boss. We can't leave this to HR or to a women's group to figure out. All of us as leaders have a responsibility to ensure an effective culture change strategy that's implemented throughout our organizations, and we have to be engaged and actively leading that change. I know for me personally, it was more of a challenge as I progressed through my career than it was even in the early days. So in the early days, I don't know if I was just oblivious to some of the challenges that existed, but as you become more and more senior in an organization, there's more and more expectations on how we figure out how to navigate throughout an organization to get things done. This is an area that I feel is quite differently for a woman versus a man. Like, as I look at my peers, I think men have a tendency to pick up the phone, they call each other if they need something. Whereas if I look at the women I interact with, they have a tendency to schedule time. You know, that meeting may get bounced a few times because they don't want to be a burden. So I think there's some cultural differences that we just have to recognize and embrace so that we can support each other in this success.
What other advice would you have to share, Tanya, for women looking to pursue careers in aviation?
I think it's important to note that it is going to require a culture change. And as we all know, that's a journey. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. There's a huge power in networking, developing your own support structure, and take control where you can. Utilize the resources that are available to you. If you're struggling with how to navigate through a certain item, you know, look at those resources not only within your company, but there are a ton of resources available within the industry. I just encourage everyone to support each other and for, you know, my women colleagues to be the pioneer, drive the change.
Brandy, what would you say to a young woman looking toward aviation as a possible career?
Absolutely go for it. There's such a large diversity of career paths available. So just finding the one that suits you best and work towards it. Find the mentors to get you to where you want to be and the company that you feel also suits you best. I have seen so many women join aviation and take on different roles and go in different career paths than they had even imagined, myself being one of them. So I think that there's such high value in joining aviation and what opportunities can arise from that.
Priya?
I agree with Brandy. Don't be afraid to take risks, right? Raise your hand before you think you're ready and look for those leaders that are going to mentor you and hold you accountable and teach you and support you. As leaders, when we do that, we have a vested interest as well because we're saying you're ready. And so we're there to support. And also don't be afraid of failure. As long as we're failing forward and learning from those, that's where biggest growth happens. And so I would say be bold and be confident, work hard, be hungry and humble, and then pay it forward because we need a strong industry to continue. And you absolutely can be part of that.
Encouraging women to pursue aviation careers is also part of NBAA's work to foster a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive business aviation community. To learn more about the association's efforts, visit nbaa.org/workforce. And that's the latest from NBAA. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan episodes at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts, including by asking your virtual assistant or connected device. Of course, you can also download Flight Plan directly from nbaa.org. I'm Rob Finfrock. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for a new episode of Flight Plan.
Right base, sending out 3500.
All right, we got him inside. We're still on a 570 camera.